Hello there, my name is Monica Burns, and welcome to today's episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast. I'm a former New York City public school teacher and started the Easy EdTech Podcast in 2019 to share my favorite tips, tricks, and strategies for technology integration. You'll hear stories from my time in the classroom, the work I do now with schools and districts, and my travels to different EdTech events. Each episode is designed to give you ideas you can try yourself, share with a colleague, or bookmark for later in the school year. So don't forget to head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast, for all of the show notes and resources from today's episode. If you're listening to this episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts, or another podcast player, you'll see the show notes link in the description too. This episode is sponsored by my quick reference guide on classroom technology tips. Have you seen this yet? Although I love books, a quick reference guide, or QRG, is a perfect way to get lots of information and have a handy resource to refer to. It's laminated, just 6 panels, and even 3-hole punched in case you're rocking a Trapper Keeper or have a favorite binder full of professional learning ideas. Learn more at classtechtips.com/books or go to Amazon and type in my name, Monica Burns. You'll have to scroll past the romance novels written by someone with the same name, but I promise you'll find the QRGs there too. This week's episode is titled Keep Student Curiosity Flowing with Explainer Videos. And in today's episode, I'll share 10 reasons to use explainer videos, specifically an animated video with students. And we'll talk about what explainer videos are, how this type of medium can really help students wrap their head around a topic. It can provide background knowledge, it can grab students' attention, and it might even act as an exemplar or a great example for their own creations. So if you've ever thought of sharing big questions with students like, how do roller coasters affect your body? Or why don't poisonous animals poison themselves? Well, these are the types of questions tackled by explainer videos. And as we talk today, I'll point to a few examples. And one of the ones I hold in high regard as a great place to go to for explainer videos is TED-Ed. And I'll link out to that in the show notes for today. And if you've ever watched a TED Talk before, you're familiar with the power of their short videos. They're focused on one big idea, an expert walks out into the center of the stage and uses stories and visuals to explain a concept or share a message. And so the folks at TED also have a platform for students and teachers, more of an education-focused one. It's called TED-Ed, and you'll find lots of short videos, resources, and discussion questions for your classroom on their website. And so I give that to you as an example to work with today when we talk about explainer videos. This is a really great option of a free place to go to, but just know that it's one of many places you might head to if you're looking for some really great video content. So if you've attended a workshop with me where we've talked about curation in the classroom, I often share a quick clip from an explainer video. And sometimes I show one that breaks down the topic of composting. Just a few weeks ago, I was working with a group in New York and I shared one with them that explained how self-driving cars work. Doesn't mean that I could build my own self-driving car after watching the video, but it's really all about giving viewers a chance to wrap their head around a big idea. And I love these videos because you can find them off of creators' websites like the TED-Ed resource I mentioned. You might find some great explainer videos by subject matter experts on a YouTube channel that they host. You can turn on the captions or play things in different languages if that's an option on the player, video player. And some of them will have extra resources, like TED-Ed has some discussion questions that go along with their resources too. So in today's episode, I'm going to take you through 10 10 reasons to use explainer videos, these great animated videos with students. And if you want to more than double the list and get 25 reasons, I'll add a link in the show notes for today where you can get a free ebook I made. So as you're listening, you can actually even tap on the description of the episode. If you're like on a phone listening to the podcast and you tap on the web link, the podcast will still keep playing in the background while you go and explore. And so you can find it in the show notes for today. It should be in the description area. Or if you go to classtechtips.com/podcast and find today's episode, you'll see a link with that ebook download, free ebook, where you can double the reasons that I share from today's episode. The first reason on the list to use explainer videos is that explainer videos are super relatable. TED Ed videos explain a concept on a variety of topics, and these type of explainer videos can help students better understand an idea. So explainer videos are definitely a relatable format for students of all ages. This type of video, a style of video production, is really popular with vloggers with a V, not bloggers, but vloggers or video bloggers on YouTube, and is frequently shared on social media. They typically break down one big idea into smaller chunks or take viewers through a sequence to explain something. It's not exactly like TikTok, but if students are used to consuming videos, even on a platform like that one, then they'll definitely find this form of content relatable. So number one on the list, explainer videos are super relatable. Number two, you don't know what you don't know, and your students might have a burning question that an explainer video addresses in one of the videos, but we're all guilty of the fact that you don't know what you don't know. And so you might encourage students to explore a website with a collection of explainer videos and choose one video to watch and reflect on what they learned. So this might be something that you do by taking kids to a student-friendly space like that TED Ed website where there's a wide range of topics, or you might even encourage them to search by keyword or browse by subject area. There's a lot of videos there related to mythology, physics, health, and more, lots of topics to choose from that you might start off with as just kind of a big category to narrow in. Number three on the list is to use questions for discussion. So when you access an explainer video, or in this case, the TED Ed video example that I shared straight from their website, as opposed to, say, searching on YouTube, you'll find comprehension questions that go along with each video. And these are great for checking for understanding and helping you make connections to another topic explored in your classroom. Now, the questions that are provided by TED Ed are a great place to start. You know, you might develop your own too that you might use for discussions, and you could pose that discussion question to the entire class. Or you might ask students to discuss in a small group. So lots of ways to use questions for discussions when sharing explainer videos. Number four on the list is to try explainer videos with flipped learning. So if you listen to episode 171 of the podcast with Martha Ramirez and Carolina Butrego on flipped learning, which came out earlier this year, then you know a little bit about the topic. And if you're participating in a true flipped classroom model, then you share resources for students to consume, read, watch, listen outside of the classroom before class. And then when kids come to class, they participate in discussions, they solve problems and talk about things together. And you might decide to share an explainer video with students and ask them to watch it before class to prepare for a discussion or conversation. So the first time you do this, you may want to share with students how to turn on captions for a video or download a transcript to give them some different options. So definitely different things that you might do. Number five on the list today is to quickly share a video link, one of these explainer videos, in your LMS or learning management system. Now, explainer videos are content that you can share really quickly in a space like this. You can post a link as an announcement for students to check out or attach it, or I should say, put that link alongside an assignment that maybe requires a response from students, or you might decide to incorporate it into the material section of a digital class space. So anywhere that lets you post a link is a great spot to share. So tip number five on the list for using explainer videos and to help keep kids' curiosity flowing is to quickly share that link in your LMS. Number six is to put videos in their place. Now, what I mean by that statement is that you can put videos in a physical space or place. So you can turn a link to a QR code to any link that you want. You might be used to scanning a QR code at a restaurant or off of a poster advertisement. I just did it off an advertisement outside of a store the other day because I was like, I don't want to forget this place and I want to save it to my phone. So you can turn any link into a QR code, including a video link. So to put a video in a physical place, you might turn that video link into a QR code, print it out on a sticker label, and attach it to a relevant spot. So for example, imagine you're composting in the classroom and you might post a QR code near the compost bin with a composting video I mentioned. So this is one way where someone can scan the QR code to learn more about the topic, or you know, they can watch that quick explainer video. Number seven on our list is to curate playlists for students. Since TED-Ed videos or any explainer video that you find on YouTube lets you set up a playlist for students, this is a great way to curate and make a list with specific videos related to a single topic. Now, some big content creators already have playlists, especially if they host on YouTube, but this would be something you might make if there are videos that maybe aren't like obviously connected, like the way the content creator would say, oh, these five videos totally go together, but in your classroom, they might go together. And you can do this right inside of a Google or YouTube account, or if you're gathering videos from lots of different places, maybe they aren't on YouTube, they're on a different website, you might use a tool like Wakelet. I shared Wakelet as a tool for curating resources during my session on curation at ISTE earlier this year, and it's definitely a favorite for organizing links. Number eight on our list is to extend a reading experience. So imagine your kids have finished reading a Newsela article on a scientific development related to dental health, and you might want to extend this reading experience with a quick video, and you could show students a video that's associated with the same topic or give them the option to check it out if they want to explore a little bit further, like a video like how do teeth evolve or why do we lose our teeth or something like that that might give them a little bit more information on a topic that maybe you're not actually teaching or that's not explicitly listed in your curriculum, but is something that kids have shown an interest in. Number nine on the list is to share content with families. And if you want to demonstrate the power of YouTube for families or simply share content to spark a conversation at home, you may want to share an explainer video from TED-Ed. So a monthly newsletter, great way to stay connected with families. If you're looking for content to share, you know, TED-Ed could be a great resource for that too. And I know I keep mentioning this one because it's free. I use it all the time. They've got oodles and oodles of videos to choose from, but you might have another favorite spot to grab some great video links too. And so you can choose a video to include in your newsletter that connects to a topic you're exploring with students this month. And last on our list, number 10, is to set up students as lifelong learners. And what does that mean exactly? What does it mean to be a lifelong learner? Well, if you're listening to this podcast, you probably already fall into that category, right? You know, committing to learning new things, trying things out, being curious, right? So if we're talking about curiosity today, becoming a lifelong learner is really part of that. We want students to ask questions and wonder about the world around them. And explainer videos might answer a student's question, but it might also push them to ask more questions and continue learning about a new topic. So you might decide to model to students as you search for videos that answer your own questions around the world, or about the world, I should say, and share ways digital tools can help you stay a lifelong learner. And even doing a quick search, finding a video, pressing play, modeling how you are wondering about something is a great way to do this. So let's recap these 10 tips on the list of why you might want to make the most of explainer videos, especially with keeping student curiosity flowing, like the title of today's episode. And explainer videos, they are relatable. You don't know what you don't know. You can use questions for discussion. You can try these out with flipped learning. Quickly share links in your LMS. Put videos in their physical place. Curate lists for students. Extend a reading experience. Share content with families and set up students for success as lifelong learners. So there's a lot that you can try out here. I am a big fan of video content, especially animated videos that grab students' attention. So if you want to make this EdTech easy and put these ideas into action, here's a couple quick tips. Choose a strategy from this list. Pick a video to model for students. Examine those extra features like captions, and share your favorite video or strategy with a colleague. Remember, you can find the full show notes for this episode, all the resources, including that free ebook I mentioned today, by heading to classtechtips.com/podcast or clicking on the show notes link in the description. This episode is sponsored by my quick reference guide on classroom technology tips. A quick reference guide, or QRG, is a perfect way to get lots of information and have a handy resource to refer to. It's laminated, just 6 panels, and even 3-hole punched. Learn more at classtechtips.com/books, or go to Amazon, type in my name, Monica Burns, then scroll past the romance novels written by someone with the same name. I'm sure she's lovely, it's just someone else, and you'll find them there too. Thank you for tuning in to another Tuesday episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast. If you are listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or another favorite app, don't forget to hit the follow button. This way, next week's episode will be waiting for you first thing on Tuesday morning. And if you want to share an idea from the episode with a friend or colleague, text, tweet, or post the link on your favorite social media platform. And of course, you can tag me at Class Tech Tips with any questions.